we don't lock the station because this girl in New York found a purse.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Now, you see, Sam, and look here, Leon, this is the kind of stuff that's really worth reading. This woman in New York lost her purse just full of money, and this 12-year-old girl, she found it, found her name in it, called her, and gave it back, all of it, and that just proves that people is good.
That 12-year-old kid never had no payments to make. She never had no librarian wanting to go out to eat every night, and she wasn't 2 months behind in her subscription payments to Dairy Goat Journal.
All right, Sam, there you go again, making light of an important thing just because I found it.
Well, I wasn't really making light of it. Now, I know that most people's honest.
Well, sure they are.
That's why I quit locking up the station when I close at night.
You quit locking up the station?
Yeah. I lost my keys about 2 weeks ago.
You lost your keys, Sam?
Yeah, but it ain't a problem.
Sam, are you sure you lost your keys? Somebody might have stole them.
Well, now, if they did, joke's on them. They won't be able to use them to get in here and steal nothing, because I've been leaving the door unlocked.
Sam, that's ridiculous.
Ain't it, though? Tricking a burglar like that. But it's working. Ain't nobody bothered nothing.
Heaven mercy, Jesse, Sam. How y'all doing?
Leon, you wouldn't believe what Sam has done.
Sam, I forgot to give you back these keys the other day when I helped you lock up.
Leon, you've got the keys.
We won't need them.
Y'all don't need the keys no more?
Sam.
We won't never lock up no more.
Sam.
How come?
Cause of some girl in New York.
Oh.
Sam.
Well, we won't have to bring our tires in at night either. Save a lot of work. And the world's just like it's supposed to be there. What else did that feller say in that article, Jesse, that we ought to know about?
Well, never mind about that article, Sam. That fella's all radical anyways.
What'd he do?
Oh, he claimed you ought to go around trusting everybody.
And you oughtn't do that.
Well, no, not really.
Now, just a minute, Jesse. Now, I thought we agreed that...
Sam, now there is a difference between being trusting and being stupid.
Well, nobody ever explained it to me just like that before.
Uncle Seedy says that. He says ain't racist as trusting, and I'm... Wait a minute.